Welcome to the Ins and Outs of Money, connecting you with community resources that help you keep your budget balanced and your finances flourishing. Last week, we talked about getting prepared for tax season.
Although for many, this just means getting our documents in order and staying in the know about potential credits and deductions, for many people facing financial problems, it means much more. Today, we're again joined by Jamie Andre, the Director of Indiana Legal Services and the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic. Jamie, tell us more about this.
People are often unhappy to find out that there are tax consequences to events such as job loss, debt forgiveness, or even tapping into a retirement fund. For example, many people don't realize that unemployment benefits, severance pay, and even accumulated vacation time are included in taxable income. Unless taxes withheld from those payments, as it would have been from wages, the unemployed individual may discover that there's going to be a tax bill that he can't pay.
How can debt forgiveness lead to a tax problem?
Generally, if you borrow money from a commercial lender and the lender later cancels or forgives all or part of the debt because you can't pay, you have to include the canceled amount in income for tax purposes. Very few people know that. The lender will issue a document to you called a 1099-C. While there are some exceptions to counting canceled debt as income, the taxpayer has to file a return and report the income and the exception properly. Failing to do that inevitably leads to a tax problem.
What kind of lenders are most likely to forgive debt?
Lenders who finance the sale of a home often forgive the remaining debt following foreclosure. Some medical providers forgive a portion of the debt when the patient enters into a payment plan for the remainder. Even credit card companies and lenders who finance car sales have been known to forgive all or even part of the debt.
You mentioned withdrawing funds from a retirement account. How does that cause a tax problem?
Some workers have tax-preferred retirement accounts. When a worker loses a job, he or she may need to withdraw funds from the account before age 59 and a half in order to make ends meet. This frequently happens with workers who become disabled and must wait a long time for their Social Security or other type of disability benefits. Funds withdrawn from retirement accounts are usually taxable income. Not only must a sufficient amount be withheld to cover the tax, but the funds may be subject to a 10% penalty for early withdrawal. Unfortunately, some workers do not realize this until they receive that notice of tax liability from IRS.
So what happens exactly if a person fails to file their tax return?
Sometimes people get into trouble for failing to file a tax return. If you've got a filing obligation, would owe tax if you filed, and you don't file a return, IRS may file one for you based on information it receives about your income. Unfortunately, IRS won't consult with you about information it does not have, about your dependents, deductions, or any tax credits for which you might be eligible. The result is that you'll end up owing a lot more than if you simply filed the return yourself.
Are there penalties for failing to pay taxes exactly when they're due?
Unfortunately, yes. Interest is charged from the due date of the return until the date the tax is paid. If you file a timely tax return but don't pay the amount due on time, you'll be charged a late payment penalty that increases the longer the tax is owed. If you owe tax and don't file your return on time, there's a late filing penalty in addition to the penalty for failure to pay.
So tell us again, where can we get help for low-income taxpayers who can't afford a lawyer?
Indiana Legal Services is a local nonprofit agency that provides free legal help to low-income area residents with a wide variety of civil legal problems. ILS runs a low-income taxpayer clinic specifically to help low-income people solve their federal tax problems. The clinic can help taxpayers deal with IRS. Even when there's no way to reduce the amount of the tax debt, we can work out a collection alternative to avoid serious economic hardship. You can reach the low-income taxpayer clinic by calling 1-800-822-4774. While it is not a tax preparation service, the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic can help you deal with tax disputes arising from this year or even prior year's returns.
Thanks so much for joining us today, Jamie.
Well, thanks for having me.
For now, I'm Ashley Hall of the United Way of Monroe County.
The Ins and Outs of Money has been brought to you by the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money Project and produced for Community Radio WFHB. Executive producer is Allison Bektesh. It's Your Money is made possible by a grant from the FINRA Investor Education Foundation through Smart Investing at Your Library, a partnership with the American Library Association.